It's the Don Crow Show on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Fair warning in the first hour. This is the hour you want to get your dialing finger ready if you have questions of any sort about mortgages. Refinancing, first-time mortgage. I don't even know all the ways that we could describe it, but I have somebody here who's an expert in these matters, and it's always good to have Mark Livingstone in the studios with us, and you can assume that when he comes in here, he's already assigned his staff at the office as well at 202-625-1221. So they also are waiting with bated breath to hear from you listeners as well. But point of all of this is you can call right now here on the Don Crow Show and ask your own questions of Mark about mortgages, refinancing, and reverse mortgages, and on and on. We're going to cover as much ground as we can. But I say that up front because usually what happens is toward the end of the hour, everybody wants to get on the bus at the same time, and the bus is already pulling away from the curb. You get the point. So call right now. Julie will get you set up with your question, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Sir Mark, good to see you again.
Sir Don, great to see you and great to be seen.
Yes.
As I was just telling you in the break, this month marks the 10-year anniversary that Cornerstone First Financial has been advertising here on WAVA. Yes, thank you very much. Yes. I think we need a cake or something.
Yes, and Jeff Arnett, our sales executive over there, a big smile on his face, too.
That's right. He's looking good. Yep. But 10 years ago, this month, we started advertising. And did you know that at that time, there were 9 other mortgage companies advertising on WAVA?
Really?
Yep, 9 of them. And now I believe that Cornerstone First Financial is the only one, from what I understand. And that's a pretty big deal. And there's been just so many changes in the mortgage arena. It's just, it's amazing. It's a blessing, a work of God that we are still here with you, sitting across from you, Don, answering questions.
Now I'm going to get a free commercial from you that has nothing to do with mortgages.
Okay.
But you and Jeff and I were just talking a moment ago about our Israel trip in October.
That's right.
And you've been there not once, but twice, have you not?
I've been twice on the footsteps of Jesus with my pastor, Lon Solomon, from McLean Bible Church.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done the footsteps of Paul. And then I've done the footsteps of Moses as well with Lon and McLean Bible Church.
How was your Israel trip? What would you say to folks who've been thinking about it?
Oh, it is just the most incredible trip that I've ever been on. I've swam in the Sea of Galilee. I've been to Masada. I've been to the Golan Heights. And I believe your trip covers all of these places. And it just makes the Bible come alive. You will never read the Bible again the same way once you've been to Israel. It was so great that I went again a second time just 2 years later.
Thank you. The check will be in the mail.
There you go.
Now, seriously, folks, if you do want more information about that, you can call our WAVA trip coordinator, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211. Just leave a message on his voicemail. He'll get back to you. Say, I want to know about Israel. He'll know exactly what to do. 703-807-2211. All right. Going to talk about mortgages, and we already are starting to get some calls, but I advise you to get your call in now, get lined up. Julie will take your call. Whatever the question about mortgages, 888-293-9282. As you already said, Mark, the industry, of course, is very volatile. Even in best of times, it changes a lot. But what have some of the changes been just since you were here in November?
Well, since I was last here, Don, it was during the government shutdown back in November. And we've seen some major changes already. For example, interest rates have started to move up. We have better consumer confidence. We've seen housing prices accelerating a little bit. So we are seeing such a change in the way that mortgages are coming in now. Back then in November, we were seeing 70% refinancing and 30% purchases. Now we're seeing 30% refinancing and 70% purchases. And a lot of that is predicated on the rise in interest rates. And like I said, consumer confidence. We're about to go into the spring market, although you wouldn't know it from the snow coming down today. But you're seeing a lot of people, inventory is very tight. In some pockets, just in this immediate listening area, we've seen appreciation levels of 15% just in the past 12 months. And there's certain programs that have come out since last November. We're seeing a lot of the VA IRRLs, the interest rate reduction refinance loan for those veterans where there's no appraisal necessary. We're seeing the HARP. Before I came in the studio today, I looked it up, and only 67% of those that qualify for this housing affordability refinance program have taken advantage of it. What that means to the listeners is that 23% of you don't even know that it's out there and haven't taken advantage of this housing affordability refinance program. So therefore, you're leaving money on the table. This program allows you to refinance your mortgage, and it doesn't matter if you're upside down or underwater. Also, because homes have appreciated, Don, now if you couldn't refinance 12, 18 months ago because there wasn't enough equity, it's time to reevaluate and call and allow us to check your value and see if you do qualify for a refinance now.
And one more question before the break, and then we'll take some calls when we come back from that. People's credit ratings have taken a real beating in the current economy the last few years. How is that affecting the market? How is that affecting their ability to do anything?
Well, regulations are definitely a little bit tighter, and I'm glad you said that, because if you go to the bank on the corner, most banks are very regulated, and they're just very stringent when it comes to credit criteria. However, Cornerstone is a broker, and why does that benefit the listener? It's because we have over 20 different lenders that we can pair you with no matter what your credit is. So, for example, we can do a purchase down to 580 credit score with an FHA loan. We can do, and that's with 10% down, with a 580 credit score, you can get in a home. A lot of people don't realize that they are renting and they qualify to buy a home. They could take that rent and put it towards a mortgage, which is tax deductible. And that's one of the goals that we have at Cornerstone, is educating those that don't realize that they could be in a home of their own.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back. It's going to be, as it always is, a very quick hour. So I suggest if you want to ask Mark a question, you do it now at 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Staff is available at their office as well right now at 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221. We'll come back and go right to the phones in just a moment. Show on WAVA, taking your calls this hour on questions about mortgages. And as I promised, we're going to go right to the phones. And you are on with, of course, our good friend Mark Livingstone, Cornerstone First Financial. Will in Centerville, you're going to get us started. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yes, my question is I'm renting now, and I have a friend that's in mortgages and in finance, and he was saying, like, back in 2008, he saw that the market was going to dump, and so he made some changes in his portfolio, and he's saying that he's seeing some of the same exact signs now, and he's saying that he's thinking within the next 6 months to 2 to 3 years, we might see another adjusting of the market where it actually will become more affordable for people in mortgages. What are your thoughts? I heard you saying earlier the 30 and the 70 have kind of swapped.
Correct. And so you're saying you think it's going to change as in values are going to drop, Will?
Yes, is that
what you're asking?
Yeah, he's saying that he feels like that there's going to be a readjusting of the market, so it's going to be more affordable for some people to get into homes.
No, I think that a lot of the activity that we're seeing now is people getting off the sidelines who had their money and were waiting to get back in the game based on what values were doing, and we're now seeing home values increase. I think that values are going to continue going up from this point forward. I mean, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, Will, so I'm not disrespecting your friend's opinion. But I think it's a great time. I actually, right now, there's very little inventory, so I'm listing a condo that I own in Bethesda. And I'm doing that because I see that the market is gaining momentum. I've been waiting to unload this condo for a little while, and I went to a real estate agent just about 6 months ago, and he said, Mark, if you wait until the spring market, you're going to see a 10% appreciation just in the next 7-8 months. Is it going to recorrect itself in the next 2-3 years? I don't think so. I think right now There's a frenzy almost of people getting pre-qualified and then going out and calling real estate agents to get pre-approved. There's very little inventory. All the agents I'm speaking with are saying, hey, we don't even have enough houses to sell people, and that's going to push values higher and higher.
All right.
Okay.
All
right, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Will. Appreciate the call. John in Herndon, you're on the Don Crow Show with Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mark, I'm not sure if I'm even correct. I'm a veteran, and I heard from a neighbor that he refinanced his first loan. He's got two loans on his house, and he refinanced his first one only to get a cheaper rate, and you know, obviously it's saving him money a month. And I'm in the same boat. I'm kind of over what the house is worth.
Okay.
The first loan I have, it's somewhere around 320,
mm-hmm.
and I think the house is worth somewhere around there.
Okay.
And I owe on a HELOC from a couple years ago, a little over 20,000.
Okay. Excellent.
And so I don't know if it's still possible to get a VA loan.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Is your current first mortgage a VA loan now?
It is not.
It is not. Okay, excellent. Well, here's the thing, is we can go up to 100% of your appraised value with a VA loan as long as you have your VA certificate. You have that VA certificate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're a veteran, you have that VA certificate, and we can help a veteran get that VA certificate if they don't have it. But you can go to 100% of the value of your home, and then we can do what's called a subordination of that $20,000 HELOC, okay? So we can refinance that first mortgage into a low VA loan, which the interest rate is usually right now high threes. Would that save you some money?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in somewhere in the fives, I remember.
Okay, excellent. And, yes, so as long as you're a veteran and we have that VA certificate, we can go to 100% of the value of your home, and then we can do what's called subordinate or leave in place that second mortgage up to 115% of the value of your home, which you fall right into that range right there.
Excellent.
Yes. So do me a favor. Give the guys a call in the office at 202-625-1221. And tell them that I told you to call. They're standing by. And any veteran out there, we are able to, you know, look at what your scenario is and refinance you from a non-VA loan into a VA loan up to 100% of the value. And you can take cash out up to 100% also.
Excellent. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Take care.
888-293-9282. And let's go next to... by the way, if you want to get in, as I've said every time Mark's here, it's a quick hour, so we do have some lines open right now. 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Stu in Washington, D.C., you're up next with Mark. Go ahead.
This is Stu.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Stu, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. Hey, I heard you're another guy call in. I'm a first-time home buyer or someone who wants to buy a home, and I live in D.C., and right now I'm renting for about $1,500 a month, and heard someone say there was a tax advantage of buying a home. I've never owned one before, and I'm 43,
excellent.
Sorry to say, but I've never bought a home before. So
wonderful.
Kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me run through a couple things for you, Stu. First of all, at Cornerstone First, one of our goals is to get those who have never owned a home into a home, that those that don't recognize or realize that they can afford a home. And if you're paying $1,500 a month in rent, Stu, that is the equivalent of $2,200 in a mortgage payment. Why? Because you have the tax deductibility of the interest on that mortgage payment. So although it's a $2,200 mortgage payment, it is the equivalent of about $1,500, which you're paying in rent after the tax deductibility, okay? Now.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so now when you are looking to buy a home, the way to figure out the maximum loan amount you qualify for, Stu, is to take your gross yearly income, multiply by 4, and that's going to be right around the loan amount that you're going to qualify. Then once we get that number, and just to keep it easy, if somebody makes $100,000, multiply that by 4, and that person is going to qualify for around a $400,000 loan amount, and then we adjust upwards or downwards based on other factors such as your credit score. The higher the credit score, the higher we can go. Other debt, if you have a lot of debt, then we push that number down a little bit, okay?
All right, yeah, I make about 90,000, just a little under, so That would be 360, right?
So correct. Okay.
So, I do have a lot of credit card debt, just like everybody else.
Right. Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And a big thing that people think is that if they have a lot of credit card debt, that's not going to take you out of the ballpark because it's based on your monthly obligation to the credit cards. So somebody says to me, hey, Mark, I have $20,000 in credit cards. That's going to count against me in my borrowing power. Actually, it's the monthly payment that's going to count against you, okay? So if you have a lot of credit card debt, Stu, we're going to take the monthly payments and add those up and then take that off of the 360 that you can borrow, your borrowing
power.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So the three things that we're looking at when you're buying a home is, A, your income, because how much money you make is going to dictate how much money you can afford. B, your credit. Do you have the tendency to pay your bills on time? Do you take that commitment seriously? So your credit score. And then the third thing is how much money, if any, you're going to put down on the new purchase. Okay?
Sure. So, I'd like to talk to one of you guys about it. Obviously off the air, but
can you
guys a call or can I give you an email?
Absolutely. Well, our website is cornerstonefirst.com, and that has an application on there. Or give one of myself or one of the loan officers a call, and our phone number is 202-625-1221.
Great. Thanks.
Excellent,
a lot, John.
Hey.
You're welcome, Stu. Thanks for the call. Jen in Manassas, you're up next. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. Yes, my name is Jen. How are you?
Good, Jen. How you doing?
Good. I have a question. I know there are some certain mortgage loans that require a mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of option program mortgage loan that you can get to avoid to pay mortgage insurance if you don't have enough money to down payment?
Well, actually, that's a great question. We can do no mortgage insurance with only 5% down, and what that's called is LPMI, or lender-paid mortgage insurance. And what that means, Jen, is that if you're putting 5% down, well, people think they're going to have mortgage insurance. And that's true, okay, because anytime you have less than 20% equity, you're paying mortgage insurance. But what we can do is we offset the mortgage insurance by raising your rate by about a quarter. So let's say I was going to give you 4.25% with mortgage insurance. What I would do, Jen, is give you 4.5% or 4.5%. And then you'd have no mortgage insurance for the life of the loan, and all the interest on that payment is tax deductible. Mortgage insurance is not. So even with 5% down, you can get a loan with no mortgage insurance. That's great, right?
That's good.
Yes. I thought you'd like that. The other way to have no mortgage insurance is if you're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a veteran by any chance?
No.
Okay. So therefore, we would do the LPMI.
LPMI,
right. For no mortgage insurance, lender-paid mortgage insurance, the rate's a little bit higher, but the benefit of that is that the interest is all tax-deductible.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Well, I hope to hear from you, Jen.
Okay. Thank you for information.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
888-293-9282 is the number if you want to get in. There are some lines open right now, 888-293-9282. If you happen to be just joining us, I'm talking with Mark Livingstone. He's the owner of Cornerstone First Financial, and he and his staff are ready to serve you not just right this moment, but anytime. And you can call them at the office at 202-625-1221. In fact, they'll be there, I assume, as usual, later even this evening.
All night.
All right. So there you go,
folks. We got the cot set up.
In the meantime, you can talk with Mark right here on the air right now, and do that by calling 888-293-9282. Tasha in Brandywine, you're up next. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark. This is Tasha from Brandywine, and I just came in on the line while you were talking, and I overheard you saying something about refinancing if you're a veteran.
You Absolutely.
Can refinance a non-veteran loan into a VA.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Yeah, my concern is I purchased my home back in 2005, and now I'm upside down in the payment due to the market.
Mm-hmm.
And when I leave the area for my next duty station, I want to sell the home, but that's my biggest concern, not being able to sell because I'm upside down in my payment, in my mortgage.
Right. Okay. Well, for clarification, if you have no equity, if you're upside down, you can't go non-VA into VA, okay?
Right.
And so the VA to VA streamline refinance, then you would be able to do it. It doesn't matter how far upside down you are. But in your situation, what you're saying is you have a non-VA loan, And you're upside down, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, therefore, I don't have any program for you. But, however, let me ask you, who's your lender?
Wells Fargo.
A lot of lenders, and Wells Fargo may be one of them, that if you are being forced to move because of employment, that they will allow you to take that loan and transfer it to another property.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you want to call Wells Fargo and ask them if your circumstances allow for that.
Okay.
And then I would love to hear back from you so that when I come on the air with Don, I can talk about that because I've heard of that with several different lenders. And so, Tasha, if Wells Fargo is one of them, I would applaud them and I would even give them a plug.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you. I would definitely give them a call.
Okay, Tasha. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. 888-293-9282,
888-293-9282. We're going to take a break and come back. Some lines open if you want to join us and get in on the fun. Ask your own question about mortgages, refinancing, interest rates, property values, whatever. 888-293-9282. Mark Livingstone with me just till top of the hour. Crow Show on WAVA, taking your calls with Mark Livingstone from Cornerstone First Financial and giving you a chance to ask the experts your questions. He has a staff also available at their office, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And, of course, our number here is, as always, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Let's talk to Gabriel in Tyson Corner. Hi, Gabriel. You're on with Mark.
Hey, Gabriel.
Hello, Gabriel. All right, I'm going to put him back on hold and see if we can. That may have been my fault, Gabriel. Let me do that again. Hi, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
We got you loud and clear, my friend.
That was my fault.
Fantastic. Good evening. No problem at all. Thanks for your time.
Hey, our pleasure.
Go ahead.
So I have a quick question. I've got a handful of credit cards, something like maybe 8 to 10, some of which have some pretty high limits, but I never carry over any debt. I pay everything off at the end of the month, and I'm just curious if that's going to be a problem. You know, is the lender going to think, oh, this guy could, you know, for example, go out and spend $50,000 tomorrow and be $50,000 in debt? Is that a concern?
No. As long as you're paying it off each month and we can show that on the credit report, you should be fine.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. So are you a first-time home buyer?
I am a first-time home buyer. I'm actually had a kid a few months ago, and we're really excited. So
congratulations.
I'd like to settle down.
Well, that's exciting. Yes. Well, do me a favor. My commercial's airing on the air right now. Say that calling an agent, a real estate agent, without getting pre-approved for a loan is like buying a car without a driver's license. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So call one of our loan agents right now at Cornerstone First. And then we have a database of real estate agents that we can refer you to based on geographical location, based on, all sorts of things. And our agents have your same morals and ethics of the listeners of this very station. And so, therefore, do me a favor, give us a call, and we'll get you taken care of. Actually, in Virginia, you can only say pre-qualification. And in Maryland, you can say pre-approval. So we will take care of getting you a loan if you give us a call at Cornerstone First.
That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Good luck, Gabriel. Thank you. 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Lisa in Beltsville, you're up next with Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hello, Lisa.
I'm calling. We are getting ready to sell our home within the next couple of months. It's not on the market yet. But I think we're around like upper 4.95, low 5% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Would it benefit us now to refinance?
No, not at all, because refinancing is going to, it's going to be a couple $1,000s in closing costs. And if you're getting ready to list your house in the next few months, it doesn't make sense. Why not just use that money, and instead of incorporating it into the equity and losing that much equity, you'll get that back when you sell the house in 4, 5, 6 months.
Okay. Well, I have another stupid question.
No question stupid, right, Don?
That's right.
Now,
only the one that wasn't asked.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Now, if we have extra money, should we put that toward our mortgage now or save it kind of like you were saying earlier?
Well, what's your time frame of moving, Lisa?
Within the next 3 months.
Right. Then why would you put that towards the mortgage? No, because...
Well, see, I'm not good with this stuff. That's why I'm asking you.
Right. Okay. No, you're going to want to keep that in your savings account. Because that's one of the things that the underwriter is going to look at is, do you have a propensity to save money? Do you have money saved? Because they want to make sure you're not house poor when you go to settlement on the new property. So if you have that money, there's no point in putting it towards the mortgage because that mortgage is going to be paid off in the next 3 to 4 months anyway, right?
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, and when you need the new loan, you know who to call, right?
Right.
There you go.
I do.
Excellent.
I got your number.
Okay, good. I got yours.
Thanks, Mark and Don.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
And I have Mark's number, too. I'll tell you that right now. No, just kidding, folks. Mark and I have hung out together for a number of years here, and we want you to join us right now. We have about 22 minutes left of this quick hour. So if you want to get in, give us a call at 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Jose in Washington, D.C., you're on with Mark Livingstone. Go ahead.
Hey, Jose.
Yes, hello.
How are you, sir?
Fine, you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I wanted to know, I'm a government employee, and I live in D.C., and I wanted to know, for a first-time home buyer, and also, I'm going through a bankruptcy process. Will that hurt me?
Well, actually, that's funny you asked that, because is the bankruptcy process due to a loss of a job?
No, actually, through a lot of debt, and...
Okay. The reason I ask that, Jose, is because FHA, the Federal Housing Authority, has just rolled out a new program that if you've been bankrupt and it's due to loss of a job, or you can prove that it's due to the economy just taking a hard hit on you, or some circumstance of death in the family and illness, then you can still buy a home even though you had the bankruptcy. But in your case, if it's due to just heavy debt, then unfortunately it is.
And medical bills.
And medical bills. It's going to be detrimental to you buying a home for the time being. And you are going to have to wait 36 months from the time of discharge of that bankruptcy before you can apply for another loan, okay?
Okay. And I've heard a lot through other people saying that the fastest way to me increasing up my credit score will be
what?
Getting like a secure line.
Getting a secure line? If you can, I think that you're going to be challenged to get a line of credit from anybody if you just filed bankruptcy. Here's what I'd recommend, Jose, is get the bankruptcy discharged and then start to work on your credit and make sure you're paying all your bills on time. Set up new accounts, whether it's a gas card, whether it's a debit card, and just make sure that all bills are paid on time. And then the lender and the underwriter are going to look at your history since the time of discharge before they issue you a new loan, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Have a good evening. Did you know, Don, in Mexico, firefighters, they're called Jose and Jose B.
Oh, you actually said that. Folks, I didn't say that, and I should have probably hit the dump button. Maryland in Vienna. I told you I have his number. Maryland in Vienna, go ahead.
Hey, Maryland.
Hello, Mr. Crow. Hi, Mr. Livingston. How are you?
Wonderful, Marilyn. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Fine. Listen, I lost my husband almost 4 years ago.
I'm sorry.
He was a veteran, Air Force veteran. And at the time that Obama came in, we decided to look for a home to take advantage of the $8,000 tax credit.
Absolutely.
And we was approved for a VA loan. Mm-hmm. And then my husband became ill, and then ultimately he passed away. And I was told that that was one benefit that could not be taken away from me. But when I went to try to use his VA eligibility, I was shocked that they took it away from me.
Mm. Right.
On the premise that he never used his VA eligibility.
Okay.
So I just think it's such an unfair law, and I even presented the VA with proof. An approved mortgage loan under the VA, and I was still denied. Is there something that can be done in the future as far as denying widows or widowers?
I was under the impression, Marilyn, that, yes, you would be able to use his veteran certificate, even though he is deceased. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, but I'm happy to look into it for you, Marilyn. So if you want to call me personally, I can do it tomorrow. And I'll put you in touch either with an attorney that can answer that question for you. I have loan officers that are much more adept with the VA loans and the Veteran Administration process than I am. So together, you and I will get that answer. And if you call me personally tomorrow at 202-625-1221, or you can email me at mark@cornerstonefirst.com, you and I will get that taken care of, okay?
Okay.
Marilyn.
But thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's
stay. You too. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break, come back, and a few more minutes remaining. Lines open at 888-293-9282 if you have a question for Mark Livingstone about mortgages. We'll be back. Crow Show on WAVA. Quickly back to the phones with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. Let's go to Mount Airy and talk with Sharon. Hi, Sharon. You're on with Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Sharon in Mount Airy.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, is it smart to pay off your full mortgage?
Pay off your full mortgage. You mean to have no mortgage at all?
Yes.
There's different schools of thought. I personally, Sharon, believe in carrying a mortgage because you have the interest tax deductibility.
Okay.
And without it, without a mortgage, you don't have that. Now, there's financial advisors out there that might disagree with me and say, hey, you could accrue more interest in the stock market, especially the way that it's going right now. Mm-hmm. But really, what I would do is I'm not a financial planner, so I would talk to your financial planner, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, let me suggest, Sharon, that you contact another broadcaster who has a regular Saturday morning program. Larry Rosenthal is superb at financial advice, and you can hear his program every Saturday morning. It's a call-in show just like we're doing now. It's an hour each Saturday morning, and you can ask Larry that kind of a question. Or just or just type in Rosenthal Financial Services, and it'll pull up their Virginia offices for you.
Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Todd in Bethesda, you're on the Don Crow Show.
Hey, Mark, it's Sherby calling.
Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
Good. I have a question, two questions. So I have an adjustable loan, 7-year ARM. It's interest only. And I've got 2 more years on it.
Okay.
And I wonder, how do you figure out, I just forgot the loan docs, what is it likely to adjust to? I heard a friend mention it. They adjust it down to like 2.8%.
Yes, yes. Okay.
It sounded a little crazy.
Well,
Is it likely that mine might be something like that, or, you know?
Well, it depends on what the market's doing in 2 years, okay? So you're going to have what's called an index and a margin. Every adjustable rate has one. And so what's going to happen is in the 24 months or however long it is until it adjusts, the lender is going to figure out your index, which is an adjustable rate. It's usually tied to, say, like the LIBOR or the cost of fund index. You have to look at your loan documents and see which index was used for your specific loan. Then you take that number and add it to the margin of whatever you have. That's a fixed rate. So most margins are around 2 to 3%. So right now, if the LIBOR, say, is at 3% and then your margin's at 2.5%, that means that your loan would adjust to 5.5%. Okay? If those are the actual numbers. But here's what I would recommend you and everyone else with an interest-only loan is that interest-only loans were developed for those people who have sporadic income, maybe a salesperson that gets commission, maybe somebody gets bonused at the end of the year. And with that in mind, you would put more money towards the principal at specific times. That more money towards principal would pay the loan down, which would then make the monthly payment lower. Most people, unfortunately, are not disciplined enough to put more money towards that interest-only payment, and then they end up with no less principal being owed on the property. And that's how a lot of people got into these problems 4 or 5 years ago, when all of a sudden the house is depreciated and the loans didn't go down at all.
Right.
I just gave you a lot of information.
I appreciate that. One last question on credit cards.
Yep.
So I'll be doing something with some kind of refinancing within the next couple of years, likely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of credit cards that have been issued to me, some of which, you know, you can, I could spend a lot of money. They don't have balances, and I probably will not use them. Does it hurt your score, you know, at this time 2 years ago or at any point if you close out these credit cards that you really don't plan on using?
No, but what you could be damaging is if you close them out and you've had them for long periods of time. So when we pull your credit report, we're going to see your history and how long you've had credit cards. So the longest ones that you've had, if all of a sudden you start shutting them down, it's not going to look like you have established long-running credit history. So I would think it would be detrimental to close those down. So I would keep, if you had to close any, close the newer ones down and keep the longer-running ones.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Good seeing you today.
Take care. Good to see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
John in Dumfries, you're on the Don Crow Show with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. Go ahead.
Hi, Mark. I appreciate your answering these questions today. Got a quick question. I've got a rental property in Richmond, Virginia. The only reason it's a rental property is because I lost my job, ended up having to move north to get a new job. I was able to buy a house up here, but that property down there, I'm just about even on what it's worth. I probably have maybe $10,000 equity in it at the most.
Mm-hmm.
I want to refinance it because I have a first and second on it, one at 6, one at 7. But I've had a lot of trouble with people telling me, well, because it's a rental property, you're going to have a higher interest rate, and if you don't have at least 20% equity, we're not going to be able to refinance it, et cetera. So is that what I'm stuck with at this point?
Well, it depends. Is it a veteran's loan by any chance? Or
no, it's not.
It's not a veteran's loan, and are you a veteran?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And so, therefore, it is the two mortgages together equal 100% or it's underwater?
No, I'm probably got about 10,000 equity with both mortgages. I probably about that. It's less than 10%, but more than 5% of the value of the house.
Okay, so what it sounds to me, John, is like you could refinance the first, but not the second. So you'd have to do what's called subordinate that second mortgage at 7%. But if you have enough equity, which is 20%, okay, so if we're at the 80% range for that first mortgage, you can refinance that even though it's an investment property.
Okay, I need to, maybe I should give you guys a call and talk about this offline, because originally I thought that I couldn't refinance the first unless I refinanced everything.
No, we're going to do what's called a subordination, and it's ultimately going to depend on what that appraisal comes in at. Okay. That's going to be the catalyst, but, you know, give us a call or go on our website, cornerstonefirst.com, or call us at 202-625-1221.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, John.
Okay, bye.
888-293-9282. I will get as many more calls and excuse me, as we can after this quick break. 888-293-9282. And the staff is at the office right now and will be this evening as well, 202-625-1221. Show on WAVA, 888-293-9282 if you want to talk with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. And you can talk to them at the office as well, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Sheila in Southern Maryland, you're on next. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Mark. We bought a house in 2006. And then in 2010, my husband lost his job for about a year, and we were able to pay the mortgage payments and the bills with unemployment. And we also, my husband was rehired at a much lower rate of pay,
mm-hmm.
which made us eligible for the Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program for
okay.
2 years.
Yep.
So we owe about, there's a $25,000 lien due to that on the mortgage. The mortgage has increased to an unsustainable amount for us right now because it was a 7-year interest only.
Right, okay.
It's a CD, Maryland CDA loan.
Right, okay, I know those. If I were to look at your credit today, Sheila, would I see that you've been over 30 days late in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Okay, so we're facing foreclosure right now.
Okay.
And there's really no alternative other than either giving the house back or the foreclosure process.
Right.
Now, my question is, would you advise bankruptcy? Because at this point right now, my concern is...
got to make it quick. We're running out of time. Quick question.
The delinquency amount... Mm-hmm. And the tax implications, would
right.
you suggest?
I would recommend going to the bank. I never recommend bankruptcy, Sheila. It just to me, it's a last resort, just like divorce. I never recommend it in any circumstance. I would go to the bank and work out a payment program. And if you have to, then let the house go.
We're going to have you call the office, Sheila, to follow up because we're almost out of time. That number is 202-625-1221. Sorry to cut you short, but we're running out of time, and I want to at least give David a moment here in Washington, D.C. David, you're the last caller. Go ahead quickly.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, David.
Okay. Hello, Mark. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, my friend. Go
quick,
ahead.
You only have a minute. Quick.
Okay. Yes, I'm trying to find out what should I do to prepare to buy a house. I actually I'm a new buyer.
Excellent.
I'm trying to plan for a house. And
here's what I want you to do. Call me tomorrow personally, and I'll go through everything from pulling your credit and making sure you're credit worthy to how much money you have to put down to your different options to designing the perfect loan for you, David. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
We are your one-stop shop. We will align you with a real estate agent. We will get you pre-qualified, and then you are on your own looking at homes that you will fall in love with, and you have to invite me to the housewarming party.
Great. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have that number?
Yes, it's 202-625-1221.
There you go, my friend. Boom.
Good, David. Thanks. Sorry we have to rush along here, but as always happens, we run out of time before we run out of callers. But thank you so much, all of you who've called. And again, this is just to let you know the service is available 24/7, so to speak, 202-625-1221. Folks are at the office now. My suspicion is Mark will go back because they would not want to do all the work and not have him there helping them,
right? That's right. Exactly.
Mark, always good to see you.
Great to see you, Don. Thank you for having me. And again, happy anniversary, 10 years this month on WAVA.
Outstanding. And thank you, folks, for spending this time with us today.
It's the
dark. No, my Groundhog Day. Wrong button, Crow. Wrong button.
Come on.
See you tomorrow, folks.